أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابئين والنصارى والمجوس والذين أشركوا إن الله يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة إن الله على كل شيء شهيد. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat before this, Allah تبارك وتعالى has spoken about the anger of the disbelievers with regards to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they desire, they wish was that the help and the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be cut off from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he remains helpless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had discussed that. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, certainly those who have brought iman, وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا, and the Yahud. هَادُوا, Yahud actually comes from either one of two words. One is when Musa alayhi salatu was salam had taken part of the Bani Israel, then he said, إِنَّا هُدَنَا إِلَيْكَ, certainly, O Allah, we have been guided towards you. Or secondly, the eldest son of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam, his name was Yahuda. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالصَّابِئِين, Sabi'een refer to the Sabians. With regards to them, there is no clarity as to who they were. Some ulama have stated that they were people that followed the deen of Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu was salam. They recited the Zabur. They had worshipped also the angels and they performed salat also facing the Qibla. And others have stated that they were people that worshipped the stars and they had originated in the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. And generally, these are the two interpretations that the ulama have given with regards to the Sabians. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them here and in other parts of the Qur'an Kareem. One Nasara, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the Nasara, that is the Christians, wal Majus, the Majus, the Zoroastrians, the fire worshippers, they had a very unique and different belief. They believed that there was a creator of good who was Yazdan and a creator of evil who was Ahruman. In other words, there were two gods and one god created good, one god created bad. Anything that happened good in the life of a person was the creation of Yazdan. Anything that happened bad was the creation of Ahruman. And in worship, they worshipped the fire. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them, وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and those who had ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the polytheists. In other words, they had brought gods that were equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mentioning all these different people, one was those who had brought iman, the Yahud, the Sabi'een, that is the Sabians, the Nasara, the Christians, the Majus, the Zoroastrians, and those who were polytheists. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to all of them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between them on the day of Qiyamah. In this world, in this life, each one feels that they are on the right path. Each one feels that their belief is the accurate and the correct belief that had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some had kitabs that had come from Allah, like the Yahud and the Nasara. And their kitabs have been changed, their religion has been changed, the entire aqidah and the belief system has been changed. And despite the fact that it has been changed, they still believe that they are on the right path. Of course, those who have brought iman, we have the Quran, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is unchanged. We have the entire lifestyle and the entire life of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is authenticated, unchanged, and we believe that we are on haqq. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to this, that final judgment will be in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in shaheed, and certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shaheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beholds everything. Allah is a witness to everything. Whatever the beliefs of people be, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. The belief in the heart of an individual, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And this is a very, very important aspect in our life also, that our aqidah be correct, our belief system be correct. because it is the belief system that will actually rule and dictate the way we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Islam, there is no variance insofar as our belief is concerned. The belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the being of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the sifat and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insofar as nubuwwat is concerned, the prophethood of the Anbiya alayhi mussalatu wassalam is concerned, insofar as the kitabs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned, insofar as matters with regards to the akhirat is concerned, life in the qabr, the day of qiyamah, jannah, jahannam, etc. With regards to all that, we have to have a belief system that had been introduced and brought to us by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and with regards to that, there will be no toleration if anybody varies and anybody has any differences of opinion with regards to that. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beholds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness to whatever is in our hearts. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the manner and the way in which we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes with regards to those who had this desire that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has the help of Allah be cut off from him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will adjudicate in their matter also on the day of Qiyamah, and every other creed and every other way of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will adjudicate. And obviously our belief and our aqidah is this, that those who have brought iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat, the way we have been commanded to, they will be successful on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.